Good evening. We start tonight with the day's headlines and the news many parents have been waiting for. The authorization for COVID-19 vaccinations for children as young as 6 months. The CDC gave its final sign-off today for children under 5, clearing the way for vaccinations to begin next week. Infants, toddlers, and preschoolers were the only remaining group without approval to take the shots. Yesterday, the FDA authorized the vaccinations as safe. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky has paid a rare visit to troops on the front lines in the southern port city of Mykolaiv. He surveyed damage and toured a hospital. Ukrainian forces there are trying to hold off Russian advances westward toward Odessa. But much of the ground combat remains concentrated in the east. Ukrainian officials warn that Russia is sending a large number of reserves to Severodonetsk in order to gain full control. Neighboring regions remain under relentless assault. Next week, the European Union will meet to consider whether Ukraine should be admitted. At least 18 people have died in massive floods in India and Bangladesh. Rains left millions of homes underwater and cut off critical roadways and evacuation routes. Water levels in all major rivers across Bangladesh are rising, and the flood situation is likely to deteriorate in the worst-hit regions, that's according to authorities. Northern Bangladesh has just started to recover from a devastating flash flood last month. And a passing of note, a beloved member of our PBS family has died. Mark Shields, a syndicated columnist and commentator, was a fixture on the NewsHour for more than 3 decades, providing insights into our nation's politics each and every Friday night in a style all his own. Charismatic and witty, unsparing but civil. Mark's knowledge was encyclopedic. His debates, though sometimes heated, were always fair-minded. His clever and irreverent sense of humor smoothed over disagreements about the nation's thorny politics. Mark Shields was 85 years old. He'll be dearly missed. We'll have more on Mark's legacy on Monday's NewsHour. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, the reptile extinction crisis and the warning signs for the rest of our ecosystem. And our weekend spotlight, musician Bonnie Raitt talks about her new album and enduring career.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.